that Mishkan and Beit HaMidrash became the Mashkon, as it says, Eli Ferudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut, became a collateral for Am Yisrael. Version they call it Vadie, that means just like you go to the bank and you borrow a little money to build a, let's say, house in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
Like $2-3 million to build a nice house. So they ask for a collateral for a Mashkon. So now here, we see that the way, the code that is brought in the parasha, Ele Perude HaMishkan, Mishkan HaIdu. So in a term that is used in Hebrew, Mishkan and Mashkon, exactly the same thing. So Mishkan means a dwelling place, and Mashkon means collateral. So now here, we see that Ribono Shel Olam took his dwelling place, Beit HaMidrash, as a Mashkon. So now we have a law as far as, let's say, a poor man comes to your house.
Amen.
So then, make sure you open the door. That if, God forbid, I'm saying they're not obeying Ribono Shel Olam and they're not observing the mitzvot, instead of, God forbid, harming them, it will take his house away. So that's what exactly the process we're going through. So now we have a ruling that is brought in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, that in case the Ani comes to your house and then he's asking for a loan, and let's say he wants $50. So now you ask for collateral. What does he have? Let's say a jacket. He'll take his jacket. So now here, it says in the Torah that you have an obligation that...
Yes. You have to give him back the jacket every day.
Why?
Because he has nothing to sleep on.
Sleep,
ah.
Yeah.
But it says in the Torah that you taking away something that is his... is necessity.
Yes.
It says in the Torah, nefesh hu hoved. Nefesh, that means something that he desires and he needs. Right. So then he says, if Hashem hears him, that he is crying out, and he wants and he needs his clothing, his blanket, and God forbid, if you don't give it back to him, there's a severe punishment. Because he took his collateral and he needs it. Lo yachpol rechaim v'arechem ki nefesh hu chover. That's what it says in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, chapter 24. So now, so the question is, for how many years we are pleading to Ribono Shel Olam? How many years has passed by? More than 2,000 years. So now, every day we are pleading to Ribono Shel Olam. Say, give us the mashkon. The collateral that you took away, give it back to us. How come he doesn't give us back? How come he doesn't observe the law that he mentions in his Torah?
That's for sure. We're not worthy
anymore. We're not worthy?
Once we need it because we're acting properly, then we actually need it.
No, he says, if the poor man needs it, you have obligation to give it back to him.
The poor man is not his fault.
Whose fault is it? Fine. But the point of the matter here is, you're taking somebody's need. So now, if you don't give it back to him, you'll put yourself in a very, very delicate circumstances.
The poor man have nothing to teshuva. There is no teshuva for him. But we do have to repent what we did. But they haven't done it yet.
Why not? No, here we just learned that when Hashem took the Beit HaMikdash away, he took it as a mashkon, as a collateral. So now we keep telling him, Etzemach David Abdecha Meherat Asmiach. We keep saying, what are we saying again? Bonei Yerushalayim. What else do we say?
You're asking, you're asking.
Be pleading. No? So how come he doesn't give it back to us? He does not preserve the Torah, it seems like.
Hashem gave us the Mishkan and the Kalah. If you do something wrong, he takes it away.
Fine. So now he says, if you plead, here, he says in here, if the Ani, the poor man, pleads, you have an obligation to give it back to him.
Our plea is not accepted yet by Hashem. But
why?
Plea is accepted because why?
What's the difference between us be pleading and the Ani is pleading? We are pleading to Ribbono Shel Olam, give us back the collateral. We want it. You know how many people a day go to Kotel HaMaravi and cry and cry and cry and give it back to us? So what difference does it make?
Because if some of us are not observing, we all don't deserve it.
What has it to be observing or not? Here, the halakha is not so. Here, if you take the Beit HaMikdash as a collateral, right, the same thing as the poor man. So give it back to him.
On the halakha, there is no mercy where there is not something that he can... Halakha is halakha. That's it.
So how come he doesn't observe the halakha?
Huh?
Hashem doesn't observe the halacha.
That's what it said. The halacha is halacha.
So how come he doesn't observe it?
Because we don't cry enough.
You're not why?
We haven't cried enough like the poor man. When we cry, then Hashem will give us back the collateral.
We haven't cried?
No. Am Yisrael, all Am Yisrael cry? Maybe 10%. Collateral is like Hashem's collateral in Mishkan.
Thousands and thousands of people, they're crying every day. You know how many people are attending Kibbutz Tzaddikim? Listen carefully. So now here, Tazan Hashem is informing us that you're obligated to give the cloth of the poor man back. Why? Because nefesh hu hoved. What does that mean? That means his belonging, there's no difference between his belonging and his nefesh. What does that mean? That if he... not giving back his belonging, it's like you're taking his life away. So now you have an obligation to give it back to him. So now the point here is, if Am Yisrael, every Yehudi would feel about missing the Beit HaMikdash, just like that, not being in a session, not existing, it's exactly like taking his nefesh away. Ribbono Shel Olam will bring back the Beit HaMikdash right away. But the problem here is that we don't have the same exact feeling as the poor man. We are here, we're having a good time, we're enjoying the Gadot. No, we are here, I'm enjoying, and we don't feel anything lacking. And that's what exactly the...